Radio Prague News. The Visegrad Group states have said the solution to the EU's debt crisis must not undermine growth or hurt the single market. The lower house on Friday failed to vote on a bill on the restitution of church property, and the finance ministry wants to get the controversial privatization of the Mostecka Uhelna coal mining company annulled and is seeking damages from its former managers. The Visegrad Group states have said the solution to the EU's debt crisis must not undermine growth or hurt the common market. At their session in Prague on Friday, the heads of government of the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland and Hungary stressed the need for long-term, far-reaching changes which would gradually restore confidence on EU financial markets. Meeting ahead of next week's EU summit in Brussels, the Visegrad Group warned against quick solutions in the form of a hastily conceived fiscal union, which EU members would be asked to support without closer inspection. The lower house on Friday failed to vote on a bill on the restitution of church property, now in its third reading, due to procrastination tactics employed by the opposition parties. The opposition Social Democrats, who strongly oppose the proposed legislation, conducted a protracted debate in order to prevent a possible vote on the bill in the course of this parliament session. Their aim was to get the vote postponed until July, after which they plan to veto it in the Senate, where they have a majority, meaning that it would return to the lower house in September. The opposition's argument is that the ruling parties would have a more difficult time pushing the bill through on the eve of the Senate and regional elections, in view of strong public opposition to it. Under the draft legislation, the Czech state would return some 56% of the physical property worth around 75 billion crowns. For the rest, Czech churches and religious societies would receive some 60 billion crowns in compensation over a period of 30 years. The finance ministry wants to get the controversial privatization of the Mostecka Uhelná coal mining company annulled and is seeking to receive damages from six former managers who siphoned close to 7 billion crowns from the company. The police have accused the men of insider trading and abuse of power. They are suspected of illegally taking over 3 billion crowns from the company in 1998 and subsequently using the money to buy its shares. Paradoxically, it was the Swiss authorities who launched an investigation into the company's privatization in 2005. South Moravian Regional State Attorney Petr Cofal has announced his decision to resign from office after the Supreme Administrative Court ruled that he had made a serious mistake by deciding on a case that concerned him. Cofal went out of his way to deal with an anonymous complaint against himself for parking his private car in a parking lot for official vehicles. The judge said Cofal had abused his position to sweep the case under the carpet. The Czech Anti-Monopoly Office has fined the city of Liberec, which hosted the World Ski Championships in 2009, 6.5 million crowns for irregularities in around 70 tenders relating to the event. A frequent transgression was the illegal passing of tenders. City councillors have said they would appeal the decision. The fine is one of the biggest ever levied in this country. The Czech national team on Thursday lost to quarter-final opponent Portugal after Real Madrid forward Cristiano Ronaldo scored the only goal of the game in the 97th minute. Portugal is now the first side to enter the semi-finals. In related news, Czech footballer Milan Baroš announced that Thursday's match was his last for the country's national team. Following the defeat at the hands of the Portuguese team, Baroš told his teammates about the decision, which was met with a long round of applause for the parting football star. There'd been speculation that the 30-year-old would quit the national team. Baroš had been the target of severe criticism for his performance, especially against Russia, which beat the Czech Republic 4-1 in the Euro 2012 opening match. Finally, a quick look at the weather. It should be clear to partly cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon highs reaching 26 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.